Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev shown his life highest mood of devotion, that is union in separation, this style in his life, living the vidham. While Jagannath, almost every day he is seeing Jagannath with the devotees. They are in union with Krishna. But coming out from temple and showing the separation from Krishna, and daytime many devotees also come to see him, meeting with them. That time some negotiation with the people, devoted people. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, and other some qualified devotee of Mahaprabhu, they are living with Mahaprabhu. Then bad feelings, person or feelings is good, but not proper devotional mood. They are cannot come to cross Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, etc. Cannot come to Mahaprabhu direct there. Two stages in the life Mahaprabhu shown. One is student life, another is master teacher's life. When he is a preacher, he is teaching to others and practicing his life like a student. When he has some opinion different with the ISKCON devotee, they are coming to Guru Maharaj for discussion. One day Guru Maharaj told that there was heavy discussion with Sudhir Goswami, Kirtanananda, etc. And Guru Maharaj told, "You are all student, even I am also student. This is very good and important impression for everyone. You are student, and student always trying to learn. Sometimes teachings, but learning in the life of student. And the whole life we are learning." So the Guru Maharaj said, "Even I am student." In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami told once, Srotavya Adini Rajendra नृणां सन्ति सहस्रश अपश्यतां आत्मदत्तं गृहेषु गृहमेधि. Who is engaged his own self in the material life, that is fourth stage, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and even sannyas. Material life, all is material, connected with spiritual mood, no doubt, because it is India. Here is Mahabharata, from Himalaya to ocean. Then, that Mahabharata, everywhere, relation with religion, and influence of Ganges, influence of ocean, influence of Himalaya, etc., etc. That time, given some description, why people are so much religious mentality, because Ganges. That time, mentioned they are Ganges civilization. Sabhyata, Gangeya Sabhyata. Gangeya Sabhyata means Ganges civilization. The air of Ganges is giving the mood of devotion. Ganges, we are seeing rises from the Himalayas, but it is part of our knowledge. Actually, it is coming down from lotus feet of Narayan, Vishnu, and coming through the heaven, and when in this earth Lord Shiva taken in his head that force of Ganges and make her gentle and flowing from Himalaya to Ganga Sagar. We are telling Ganga Sagar now. And both sides, the air of Ganges giving mood of devotion to the devotee, to the conditions of. And they are becoming devotees. You all is here to practice devotional life. You know what is devotional life. But difficulty is that association, if not proper and is not the good, some deviation coming in the mind. Naturally, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Krishna himself always told, you be humble and learn from a proper devotee. Devotional mood with everyone something. I told many times and I heard it from the devotee of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They are talking with Guru Maharaj very friendly and telling that Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur given some connection with the conditioned souls and they become devotees. no doubt, but they are devotional position. It's 5% to 100%. Someone devotee 5%, 10%, 25%, 50%. Mood of devotion with them. That means to be a liberated soul, externally not looking so many, very rare, they are liberated. Liberation means muktirita onnatharupam sarupena bhavasthiti. This is liberation. Given indication, given some identity of liberation. Onnatharupam means we are engaged always ourselves with the material matter. From the material matter, withdraw from material matter and engage ourselves with the devotional activity. And gradually it is coming in the position of mukti. Swarupena bhavasthiti means Sanatana Goswami clearly told to Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu told clearly, Jibet Swarup hoy Krishna Nitya Das. That is the Swarup. What is the Swarup? Now all the jiva souls is eternally the servitor of Lord Krishna. This is their position, their nature, their existence, their willing, their thinking, their feelings, all going to Ganges like ocean, and there also nature. Madguna Suti Matreno Mahishar Bhagvahasai Manogati Ravichinna Jatha Gangam Bhasam Vadhu Ganga Ambudhu. Ambudhu means Samudra. Naturally, Ganges course coming from up to down and up until ocean. And jiva soul's natural course of spirit, that is dedication to the Lord Krishna and service to Lord Krishna. Yatha Gangam Bhajam Madhu, it is example given Srimad Bhagavatam. Madguna Suti Matrena Mai Sarva Guhasaya. When they will understand from the sadhu. Sadhu means not red cloth or saffron cloth or white cloth. That is natural sadhu. And so who is the dedicated and servitor of Lord Krishna? He is sadhu. Krishna bhakta nishkam avaye shanto. This is Kaviraj Goswami told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhakta niskam atayev shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashant. Bhukti kami, mukti kami, siddhi kami, all ashant. They are not shanta. And who is shanta? He is devotee. Billa Mangal Thakur, he was highest position in Shankar Sampradaya. And become Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Om Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. I heard it in first time when I came, and Guru Maharaj sent for with preaching party, and that party leader was Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. Now that time he was Nishinananda Brahmacharya. Narsingh Brahmacharya, Narsingh Brahmacharya. And Nishinananda was here. And Narsingh Brahmachari with 5-6. And Guru Maharaj sent also with them to meet there. One house before arranged for Narsingh Brahmachari. But another Narsingh Brahmachari, Shankar Sampradaya, he come and occupied that house. And his Maharaj, Shankar Maharaj, Sampradaya, Maharaj Sampradaya, he first come and he occupied near Jamuna. Then we have no place. Then we have got some other place to stay. Jamuna, bank of Jamuna, so many places there. So one day, I went to see, and that house what was allotted for Narsingh Brahmachari, I went there to see, and there I have seen one sannyasi, and he is walking in the parada and telling, "Soham, soham, soham." This is, I am hearing, it was our good nature we have got, the respect to sadhu, respect to elder man. Who is elder than you must respect. This kind of feelings we have got from childhood. And he is telling soham, 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 and I am hearing that. Then come back and I ask to Nishinananda Prabhu, Narsingh Prabhu, what is this? He told, no, they are not really sadhu. Well, they will be sadhu when they will be attracted with Lord Krishna's service. Then they will be sadhu, otherwise not. And later I read, after 1 year maybe, or 2 years, Yadvaita Bhishi Patikai Rupasya Sananda Singha Sanalabdha Dikha Patena Kena Pibayanga Satena Dasi Krita Gopa Badhu Vitena. Gopa Badhu Lampot, Krishna, make me his maid servant, forcefully entered to my heart. This told Billa Mangal Thakur. Yadvaita Bhishi Patikai Rupasya, I was the master in Advaita Marga. They are always thinking soham, soham, soham. But Krishna is so merciful, forcefully taken my heart and engaged for the service of the gopis. Ateno kenapi bayam shateno dasi krita gopa badhu viteno. He not only make maid servant, make me flat in the ground. My heart captured by his divine pastimes. Gopa Badhu Bit, you know, but divine pastimes is Gopa Badhu Bit. That is so high thinking. Whereas Krishna is the only enjoyer and no one enjoyer. All is servitor of Krishna, but Krishna is the only enjoyer. There is no question of Budhu Vitena. But we are living in this material world, then here is some rules and regulations, law and others, many things. Then we heard many things, we are following many things, we are society rules, we are the material rules and regulations, etc., etc. But all is naturally will be demolished, naturally will be useless. And when the mood of service, which devotion will come to us, that immediately taking up in the platform of transcendental. And there Krishna is the enjoyer only, and no one enjoys there. You read Brahma Sangita, first sloka, Ishvara Paramah Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. His name is Govinda. Govinda means Gang Binda, Titi Govinda. He is giving happiness to the cows. One meaning is there. That means there is no Aishwarya opulence, external opulence, you cannot see. You will say opulence, but that is within trees, within flowers, within cows, within Jamuna, etc., etc. Within milk, within curd, within butter, food. So many things, but so many simple things. Sarup Damodar and Srivas Pandit, they are talking in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srivas Pandit, he has some feelings of Narada. Then he is looking Lakshmi Devi, so opulent and chasing to Sarup Damodar. You are saying the opulence of Lakshmi Devi, how so glorious. And Sarup Damodar telling, yes, yes, it is true. But you not read this sloka, Chintamani Saranabhusana Mangalana. The Bhujagopi's uncle belt made by Chintamani. You not heard? Chintamani Charana Bhushana Mangalana. Then some Surana, etc. Hare Krishna. Then that told to one name. Srivas Pandit told to Sarup Damodar. And Sarup Damodar glorified the gopis. Their uncle bell made by Chintamani and other things, what can I say? It is hidden always, the opulence in Vrindavan. When Krishna met with Bhujagopis, Radharani was there in Kurukshetra. That Kurukshetra meeting, everyone came there for the bathing in Dvaipayan Hrad, or Ki Ram Hrad. Something. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Ram Hall. Anyhow. But Vrajavasi where they are only to meet with Krishna, to meet, to see Krishna. That is their target. They know every leader from the many countries of India, province, many province of India, and from Dwarka also Krishna will go there, and they are target to meet with Krishna. And meeting tropics was more mood of separation. They are meeting with Krishna but telling, you are not going in Vrindavan, we are not seeing in Vrindavan, and we are not leave Vrindavan because it is your Vrindavan. They are mentioned Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna Pulenavan, Sei Kunje Rasadi Kalila, Sei Brajer Bhajajan. Tumi Tade Jivan Borachitra Kamane Pasori. We shall forget all the meeting with us and stay with us in Vrindavan, which I will forget with Krishna. But we are living with your memoria. Everything is there, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna Pulin, Sai Kunjalila, Rasadi Lila, everything happening every day. But we are feeling that like a dream because you are living in Dwarka. Now when you will come back? We cannot leave Vrindavan because Vrindavan is your place. Now leaving Vrindavan, we cannot come to Dwarka. It is impossible to think by us. But we are always praying and thinking you will be present there. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritattaya kalpate. Dishta yada sinmat sneho bhavati naam mara. This loka sai slok suni radha kandila sakala vada krishna prapti pratiti hai. And Radharani, leader of Braja Gopis, told this. This expression in Chaitanya Charitamrita given Avrushyati nananana Yogeshwari Hridivichintramagadabodhai Sanghara Kupapatitottaranavalam Mangeham Dushamapunasudhyasvadana. This sloka translation given Srila Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ame Hridaya Mor Mon Mor Vrindavan Mor Mon Vrindavan Mone Bone Ek Kori Mani Taha Tomar Padoddoy Kara Ho Jodi Udoy Tabe Tomar Purna Kripa Mani Paneshwar Suno Mor Ei Nibedan Bhujo Amar Sadan Taha Tomar Sangam Narahe Narahe Jivan Purbe Uddhavadare Ebe Sakshat Amare Yugabhyane Kahile Upay. Tirtare Yog Shikha Kara Sthana Sthan Na Kara Vichare Nahe Gopi Yogeshwar Padakamala Tomar Dhyan Kari Paibe Santosh. We are always practical. We do not want to think. about illusion. We do not want to see illusion. We want to meet with you practically in Vrindavan Dham. And when you will come there, you can say us why we are not coming. We are not living Vrindavan. It is impossible for us because everything there is with you. And everywhere you are present there. But all is like illusion at present for us. But we do not want to stay with illusion. We want to see practical form of you. And you come there. We cannot meditate. Agushchati nalirnava padarabindam yogeshwari hirdivitinta agadho bodhu. Agadho bodhu yogeshwari. What they are thinking, that we cannot think. We need practical divine play with you, etc. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur composed Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lochan Das composed Chaitanya Mangal. Sarup Damodar composed Chaitanya Kharcha. And other someone, Murari Gupta Kharcha. And in Orissa, there is someone, Oriya Kobi, they also composed some first times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many things was there. But living in the Vrindavan Dham, so many Vaishnava, especially Bengali Vaishnava, that time Bengali Vaishnava was so glorious and full of Krishna consciousness. And Mahaprabhu Radha Kunda, Sham Kunda, and other pastimes of Sri Krishna discovered their places. And through Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami, etc. But there also in Vrindavan, in Rupa Goswami's temple, Govinda temple, in Sanatana Goswami's temple, Madan Mohan temple, was very famous. And hundreds of devotees living there. And they all requested to Kaviraj Goswami. After hearing from Kaviraj Goswami the pastimes of Chaitanya Leela, Kaviraj Goswami, he praised Vrindavan Das Thakur as a bed of bass. Chaitanya Leela bass Vrindavan Das. Chaitanya, Vrindavan Das Kaila, Chaitanya Mangal, etc. Given so much honor and respect, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And with that, he makes some palatable play with so many palatable pastimes of Chaitanya Leela. And after hearing that, that Brajabasi Vaishnava, all was so much impressed. They heard Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sarva Damodar Karcha, Murari Gupta Karcha, etc., etc. But still, they are very hungry, wants to hear from Kaviraj Goswami. Because Kaviraj Goswami, their speciality is that Nityananda Prabhu given full mercy to Kaviraj Goswami. And with that knowledge, that feelings, that thinking, that willing, everything enriched with Nityananda Prabhu's property, spiritual property, mood, then he was exalted. Like Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vrindavan Das Kailo Chaitanya Bhagavat, its name was previous Chaitanya Mangal. But when Narayani Devi, his mother, heard the Chaitanya Mangal already made by Lochanananda Thakur, he changed the name. They give Chaitanya Bhagavat, no problem. Not necessary to compete with Lochanananda Thakur. And Vrindavan Das Thakur given name Chaitanya Bhagavat. But that was also not sufficient for Brajavasi Vaishnava. That time, by influence and by the mercy of Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sarva Goswami at least, you can say. There's so many Vaishnava come from Bengal and stayed in Vrindavan Dham. Narottam Das Thakur told so much about Chaitanya Leela in his song, and they are enlightened by song of Narottam Das Thakur and gone to Vrindavan. Narottam himself also gone to Vrindavan. Samananda Prabhu, Narottam Prabhu, Srinivasacharya Prabhu, they become so learned and glorious, and Jiva Goswami given them title, Narottam Thakur and Samananda Prabhu and Srinivasacharya. By their influence also, so many Vaishnava was there. They are hearing from Kaviraj Goswami. Because Kaviraj Goswami, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and order of Nityananda Prabhu, left his house and went to Vrindavan and joined with the Vaishnavas. And Kaviraj Goswami was so learned like Rupa Goswami. Before, it was not my idea. By the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, it is possible. Otherwise, not possible. Because I not read anything, actually. But when later I read something, and I was astonished to see that. Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many slokas I know. Maybe 1,000 slokas I know from Chaitanya Charitamrita. What given our Kaviraj Goswami presented. But that time I not was so much interested. Guru Maharaj told, you can memorize Chaitanya Charitamrita slokas, that is very sweet. I memorized. Not all, maybe. Some slokas I not maybe memorized, but almost whole memorized. But they are scrutinizingly, I not read anything. But after that, I read someone's sloka. Not so many. Someone's sloka impression come to me. Oh, this sloka is very... When I memorized that, I'm thinking very good and the beautiful ornamental sloka. I am thinking that all is Rupa Goswami sloka. I am not seeing whose sloka is this. But later when I have seen, it is not Rupa Goswami, it is sloka of Kaviraj Goswami. And I was astonished. Then I read something Kaviraj Goswami's Govinda Lila Amritam. And there I was very much fainted actually with that. Govinda Lila Amritam sloka. And a little bit not deviation with Rupa Goswami's sloka. That feelings I have got. That feelings. That not only for myself. In that time in Vrindavan, every day there, after 2 o'clock, sitting in Govinda temple, and someone the Vaishnava. Sitting in Madan Mohan temple. These two places was so gathering. They are every day hearing from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And another temple is Radha Damodar temple. There is Jiva Goswami's temple. And next to Radha Damodar, Kaviraj Goswami's own temple made later. That is Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Diti was there. That Diti at present in Radha Damodar temple. But that house we have. That Kaviraj Goswami's house I have got. We have got. But there we made some memorial for Kaviraj Goswami. It is finished almost. A little bit more necessary. If I can go there, I shall see and I shall arrange that. Another thing is that the Kaviraj Goswami also, his Samadhi Mandir in Radha Damodar. Rupa Goswami's Samadhi Mandir is Radha Damodar. Jiva Goswami's Samadhi Mandir is Radha Damodar. Bhukarpa Goswami's Samadhi Mandir in Radha Damodar. Then all the Vaishnava around that Radha Damodar temple and Rupa Goswami's Govinda temple. But Govinda temple, when disturbed by Muslim king Aurangzeb, that time they gathered in Jiva Goswami's temple. And they all requested to Kaviraj Goswami. We heard Chaitanya Charitamrita from all the qualified Vaishnava. But like you, no one can give us ecstasy. Then you met Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And Kaviraj Goswami hesitating, because Vrindavan Das Thakur was so glorious. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, son of Narayani Devi, and who is so much mercy have got from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To cross the Vrindavan Thakur, Vrindavan Das Thakur, was impossible to think. And not only that, Vrindavan Das Thakur was very dear to Nityananda Prabhu. But all the Vaishnava in Vrindavan, they all requesting repeatedly to Kaviraj Goswami. That time his age may be 80 years old. Ami Vriddhu Jaratu Likhite Kapaye Kar Tobu Likhi Abhu Aschurcha Katham. He is telling my writing also not clear. My hand is shaking. Which I shall write, I do not know, but I am writing by the request of the Vaishnavas. An order I have got from Madan Mohan and started in the temple of Madan Mohan. There, Bandir, Guru Nija Bhakta Nija Mija Vodharaka, Tat Prakashamastya Tat Sakti Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Tat Sakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangha. This shloka he started. After that, many have he composed, and especially when our the memorial temple of Kaviraj Goswami, what we have got and made, there are so many things he composed about Chaitanya Charitamrita, and every day distributing to the Vaishnavas that express. And we are surprised, especially Srila Guru Maharaj giving that conception to us, the slokas of Srimad Bhagavat. Externally we are seeing so many things because we are grammatical, we are enriched with grammatical knowledge. But more than that, there are some feelings and thinking. And that given Kaviraj Goswami, an example given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, many higher, and especially this sloka, we cannot forget anyway. That is, Avushchate Nalina Nabha Padara Vindam Yogeshari Hrivichinta Magadha Bodhi Samisara Kupa Patitu Uttara Navalambam Geham Yusham Apimana Suryat Sadhana. And like this type of sloka, very rare. And Kaviraj Goswami given more than that, we have got the Ramananda Raya's some poetry. Pahila hiri agunayana bhange bhela anudina bharala udina gela naso ramana na hama ramani duho mana mana bhava peshala jani re sakhi esava prema kahini kahudi kama 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 bisharala jani etc. That Ramananda Raya's super expression about Krishna, prem, nowhere you will get, even Mahaprabhu also not got anywhere. And when Ramananda Raya expressed that, before that he told, nowhere in the scripture I am seeing, but I compose something. If you like or not, I do not know you here. And Mahaprabhu closed his mouth and told, no, not more than necessary to tell, this is the final. And another sloka, when we are reading Srila Guru Maharaj, he mentioned it, so deeply mentioned. Oi dino dayar garanath he, mathura nath kada avalat kase, hridayam tadaloko katalam daita, brahmati kinkaro maham. This sloka, Madhavendra Puripad, he recited before dying. But Kaviraj Goswami mentioned there, ei sloka kohiyachen Radha Thakurani. This sloka recited Radha Rani herself. Tar kripaya spuriyache Madhavendra Bani. By the grace of Radha Rani, Madhavendra Puri, he recited this sloka before dying. Kiva Gauru Chandra Iha Kare Asadhan. And today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is testing the ecstasy of this exclusive sloka. And Iha Asadhiti Nahi Chauti Chal. No one fourth man existing in this material world to test of this sloka. No one fourth man. Radharani told Madhavendra Puri by his grace, her grace, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And no fourth one man to test this sloka. This is expression of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, speciality of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami from other acharya like Vrindavan Das Thakur, like Gosvanananda Thakur, etc. Even Sarup Damodar Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami have got from Sarup Damodar, no doubt. But the expression Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will see that. And nowhere we will see. But that's Guru Maharaj said, if Chaitanya Charitamrita will stay, and other all the scripture suddenly will disappear. No loss of this world. This is mentioned Srila Guru Maharaj. I also given some preface. I written it. Guru Maharaj's expression. This is the gift of Srila Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu. And after that, our Guru Parampara come down after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Srila Saraswati Thakur, then Srila Guru Maharaj in this material world now enriched by Krishna consciousness from our Guru Parampara. This is good fortune of us. We are still students, no doubt. But we are trying to practice with the mood of devotion as directed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tinada Pishuni Chena Sarvari Goswami Shuna Amanina Manadena. This way we must try to proceed. The enviousness, violence, no place in the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somewhere, I cannot remember, now it is also maybe Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavad. Alpa kori namani na Chaitanya das, alpa bhagya das nahi kore Bhagavan, etc. etc. We dedicated ourselves in the line of Krishna consciousness, line of the love, Guru Maharaj and Saraswati Thakur. We must read their literature, their teachings. We must read from their writings, and we must follow. I know the enviousness and violence mentality always pushing us to the hellish position, to the narak. But we not will go to Narok. We will try to go to Vaikuntha Lok. There is no hellish shadow. That is Vaikuntha, exalted. Vigata Kuntha Jasma. I am surprised. We are the disciples and devotee of Srila Guru Maharaj, which an ugly situation coming to us. But it's also unfortunate soul. Kaviraj Goswami said, Jodhi Vaishnava Aparad Ute Ahati Matha Upareva Chindeta Shuki Jaya Patha. Bhakti Lata Beach is very good, and Kripa of Bhakti Lata more good. Exalted way it is going up to Goloka Vrindavan, everything is good. But Hati Matha is not good. That means the head of elephant taking the creeper and root out, doing root out. We are not ready for that. We want to give God that creeper not will be destroyed. And it's necessary, very necessary. Otherwise we will lose everything. So many births came in our life, and death also came in our life. But at present in my hand, what is I have got, I must use it properly. That necessary. And who is fortunate soul, he will use that for the service to Lord Krishna. Jayam Vishwavasya Bhaktiya Siddhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai. Jayam Vishwavasya Bhaktiya Siddhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Too much heart, no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? Is it true?
আর দেখা গেলে সব চলে গেলে একটু হাওয়াটা পরিষ্কার হয়।